Hey, this is Scott Johnson.
And Randy Deluxe.
And Brian Dunaway.
And Brian Ibbett.
At Nerdtacular 2009, and you're listening to...
Extra Life Radio!
This special episode of ELR is brought to you in part by GoDaddy.com and... contributions from listeners like Nick Yao, Christian Mardick, Robert Macy, and Jessica Buchamp. This episode is for you. Hey everybody, Scott Johnson here. Welcome back to another show. This is Extra Life Radio number 216. Today's date is Sunday, the 10th of May. It's about 3:30 p.m. my time. I'm all by myself. Well, not really. Today's show is very different. This week's show, I guess I should say. Brian and O are not here physically with me, although Brian was for a whole day yesterday at Nerdtacular. And this is the Nerdtacular Extra Life Radio special. On this show, you're going to hear clips from people from the event, talking, chatting, saying stuff, you know, all those sort of redundant terms. And I don't want to blow it by just yapping here, so I'll just suffice it to say that this was a really good time. Having everybody here was awesome. We loved the movie. We loved hanging out. Had a great sort of get-together for all the out-of-towners, and you'll get to hear voices from people like Brian Dunaway, who came all the way out here with his wife, Brian Ibbett from Coverville, Randy Jordan, a.k.a. Randy Deluxe from The Instance. Too many to mention. So take a listen and see what you think. Skyhawk was even here, who did this theme music you're hearing right now. But take a listen to this, see what you think. I hope you enjoy it. We'll be back for our regular panel effort in a week or two, so stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, see if you can enjoy a little time reliving Nerdtacular 2009 Star Trek Edition right here on ELR.
Yes, you did. So this is Nerdtacular 2009, morning of. We haven't left yet. How are you feeling?
Awesome.
Are you ready for the big game? Carter, how about you?
Yep.
Yep.
Anyway, we're just loading up prizes and food and crap, and it's about 8 a.m. and in about an hour and 45 minutes. Wow, that's a long time. The festivities begin in earnest, so I'm going to document the day as I go. Enjoy. What better way to travel to Nerdtacular than with Def Leppard in the car? To the ground! Blah, 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 blah. What's me? You like my voice?
I love your voice.
Who?
Oh, that's right.
Who you got?
Helicopter.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Hey, Scott.
Oh, you're the helicopter guy.
It's me.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
it's Scott,
you.
Right?
Yep. Scott.
Okay, easy
yep.
to do.
Easy
so
to
you
do.
Have a.
Yep, it's a little,
the certificate.
Keep on here, you can go away.
Oh, perfect.
One photo flight around Salt Lake Valley.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yep.
Someone's going to be super happy about this.
Oh, yeah. That'd be
oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Unlike me, I'd be terrified. Oh, yeah.
Thank
you so much. I totally appreciate it.
Thanks.
Enjoy the movie and stuff.
You
and hey, you may win some of this stuff. There's so much of it.
Dad.
Seamus. The day has come.
No, I like
how's it
Thank
going,
you.
Buddy? You all right?
Yeah,
it's weird. Isn't
it
weird?
Weird?
It's weird.
He sounds just like that guy on that
the
radio
show
yeah. that I listen to.
Yeah, yeah. But you look a little like Jesus.
He does. A lot more like Jesus than
yeah,
I thought he was going to
he's got
like.
A Jesus thing going.
Well, I help those who help themselves.
All right, we'll see. And you're wearing a shirt.
It helps the Messiah complex.
You're officially in.
I'm Toshiko.
Oh, well, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you finally.
I've never seen you pictures or anything. I would have never known. I'm glad you told me.
Randy, you're the extra, and you're the one I sent before. So.
Very nice. So you got here with the oldest of the men of
yes.
the Franks.
Yeah, I flew to Texas, New York to Texas to move here.
Oh, okay.
So I could spend the night poly shot.
Nice. How's it going? Is this Draken?
Yes.
No way. Dude, you got to hold aggro tonight. Can you do it?
I don't think so.
Here. Okay, so for everybody who's here so far, welcome to Nerdtacular 2009. We'd like to call this the hat trick, the third year. Lots of stuff to give away. I have to just mention a few things before we get started. We have some. You have my mommy in here yet?
I think so.
Scott's mom?
Mommy here. Where's our mom?
She's coming, Dad.
Oh, she's still checking people in. All right. I got to wait for her. We'll do that last. So, where was I? Oh, yeah. So, here's the deal. We have some podcast royalty with us, first of all. And I just want to point a few people out. Joining us this week is, where is he? Brian Yibbitt from Coverville. Brian's son here at Hurtacular, good man. Always good to have him here and his son. Also joining us is Brian Dunaway from Extra Life Radio, standing right here next to me. All the way from South Carolina. Let's do a big lane here. All right. Also, of course, second year here, Randy Jordan, aka Randy Lusby.
There's a lot of other people here that are
old friends, new friends, pretty friends, ugly friends. My kids, my wife. The legendary Ding Pong, my brother Matt. Okay. First of all, this show would not be possible in the least without the two major sponsors that kind of helped it all happen. That's Josh Fettner and MajorSpoilers.com. I want to thank them. Yeah, stand up, Trekkies. Anybody in a Trek outfit? That whole row is going to die. They're all wearing red shirts. We're going to start chucking t-shirts.
Things.
Oh, crap.
Seriously,
cover your eyes.
I just don't think so.
Ready, set, go.
George Takei, and you're listening to Extra Life Radio.
Okay, we're in the car driving home. You know, I noticed, honey, that I have a hard time recording when everyone's around. Like, I would have had wonderful opportunities just to chat with, like, people I'm not going to see again tonight that were all there because I'm just too busy talking or signing those prints or whatever. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I think you got to everybody pretty well.
I tried. Does everyone have fun? Wow, that's an exuberant response. What'd you think of the movie, Carter?
It was awesome.
Well, who's your favorite character in Star Trek?
Spock.
Spock, eh? How about you, Nick?
Spock.
How about you, Tay?
Captain Kirk, he's a hottie.
He is a hottie. I'll say that. He's a good-looking dude. Yeah, we really liked that movie, didn't we?
Very much so.
Perfect nerdtacular film. We pick it right every time. So tonight's the out-of-towners get together at our house, and I'm looking forward to that. And once we meet up with them, I'll do a lot more recording on here by now. Oh, her?
Yeah.
I think she's awesome. I think he finally hit struck the iron while it was hot or whatever. So we're sitting in the kitchen. Josh is rubbing chicken with something. What is that?
It's just a makeshift seasoning blend.
Yeah. And Jen's here with us. You want to say hi?
Hi.
That's Jen. She's with Josh and already seems to be perhaps his better half.
Oh, she is.
Good. So Kim's over there doing, what are you doing, hon? Sweet. And that chicken is okay? It doesn't have the chicken virus?
Well, since it's raw, I would have to say no.
Okay. You never know, dude. Avian flu. That's bad stuff. I've been hearing. Anyway, so Nerdtacular continues. We're just waiting for a bunch of people to get here. Actually, we're not waiting. They're not due here for another 20 minutes. But Josh has so kindly come early to help us cook and centrally rub my chicken.
That's right.
Doing a good job there. And the chat room is watching us as I speak on my microphone. Hello, everyone. All right, I'm standing in the yard with the young and formidable Thraken. How's it going?
Good.
Good. You're just hanging out by the barbecue here and enjoying some sort of beverage.
Yes.
What do you got in there?
Orange juice only.
I'm sure. That's true. There's a weird, like, film. Just kidding. So are you enjoying yourself?
Oh, heck yeah. It was worth the drive.
Was it? Because you drove far.
Yeah, 14 hours.
Dude.
Canada.
You stink after that much time. Wait, you were in Canada?
Yeah, I'm from Canada.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I just figured that out now.
Yeah, apparently.
I didn't think Canadians...
You haven't been invented enough, so I drop the A every now and then.
Oh, yeah, way to go on that. And nothing's a boot anything.
No, because I'm not from Newfoundland, so I don't say a boot.
Okay, good. Because what's his name does? Where is he? He'll hit me if I say it in front of him. He's inside. Bronco.
It's Bronco, yeah.
Yeah, he'll say, I'm a boot to get another burger. And I just go... And try not to laugh. How are you enjoying things?
I'm enjoying it a lot. Thank you very much.
That's good. Do you want to tell people who you are?
The Ivy.
The Ivy. Write that down.
Right.
You should. You seem like you're having a good time, and you're drinking something with fruit in it.
Yes, it's also straight orange juice, much like Kraken's beverage.
Yeah. All right. Very nice. Everyone enjoying the food, I guess?
Oh, it's awesome.
That's good. Daryl, the tip giver, any tips for the listeners? This is ELR, by the way. This is going to go on.
Come to Nerdtacular if you haven't. It's worth it.
Is it?
Give Scott lots of money. Yes, I drove 13 hours to get here.
And
it was
crazy, man.
It was worth it.
Was it worth every minute?
Absolutely.
Well, that's good. I mean, things not over yet, so maybe it'll get worse.
Well, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Okay, come on.
Yeah, go ahead.
I had to take a connecting flight to get here. It's totally worth it.
Would that delay an hour or something?
Yeah, I mean, I had time for lunch. It was horrible.
All right. You're a bit of a Marvel fan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a bit of a discount at Kohl's fan. $5!
You're a fan of cheap shirts. I got it.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I'm going to just keep moving around here. You guys, I could sit and talk to you two forever.
I know too many people are in
Kohl's. So are you enjoying yourself?
Absolutely, always.
How's that Diet Coke?
Yummy and cold.
Something in there that we should know about?
No, I don't drink.
Really?
Yeah,
and neither do I.
See?
Join the club. Our sad, little, lonely club.
I don't think it's sad, lonely.
You don't drink either?
Dude, look at these people that don't drink.
Yeah, look at us.
Look at us.
Quite a bunch of us.
Look at us not drinking.
I don't care. People do whatever they want.
Watch. I'm going to do it right now.
So are you enjoying yourself?
Very much so, actually. Thank you.
That's great. Was the food all right?
It was awesome. Thank you, Josh, and thank you, Bronco.
Yeah, they were our cooks, and they both smell like smokehouses now. Yep. Do you feel like the event was sort of worth your time and effort?
It was more than worth my time, and I can't wait till next year.
Oh, really? Listen to that. Oh, look at this. There's some sort of parallel recording device happening. You're freaking me out. That thing's got, like, Cylon lights on it.
Maybe on Tip Giver's Tip of the Week.
Oh, Tip Giver's Tip of the Week. By the way, did I say Daryl's? Yeah, I did. He's the Tip Giver. Tip Giver? Yeah, Daryl. Tip Giver.
It's going to be a different timeline.
Oh, it'll be great, dude. It'll be great. It'll put us in a new dimension. Are you enjoying yourself?
Absolutely.
All the way from L.A.?
All the way from L.A. I enjoyed myself.
I am not a huge fan of L.A.
Hey.
But you've proven once again that good people come from L.A.
Oh, thank you very much. That
was because the traffic there sucks.
Oh, to be honest, it can't even categorize.
And I had to tell the story of this hotel I went to with my dad when I was 17.
Nice.
In L.A.
In like the worst possible place I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it's great.
And I was trying to watch Shogun on one channel, and two channels down I was trying to watch a baseball game.
And in between?
And in between it was some nasty porn channel.
Nice.
And I'm with my dad.
Yeah, in that's
Spanish. So, okay. And I'm like 17. Yeah. In Spanish, probably. So we're watching Shogun. A commercial would go, and my dad would like Nintendo finger that remote. Yeah. And it worked for a while. You just see a flash of who knows what. Yeah. And we get to the baseball game, commercial, and we go back to the other one. Eventually, that remote quit working, and guess where it stuck? So my dad got up, took a blanket off the bed, threw it on the TV. I'm hearing like weird grunts and groans from people I can't see. It was horrible. Anyway, thanks for reminding me of that.
Hey, no problem.
It was good to have you here. I hope that L.A. is not sadder for your loss, but you'll be going back soon. Did you drive?
Yes, we drove.
You didn't? How long? How far?
It was about 10 hours.
All right. So how'd you get here?
Drove.
With him?
No, I'm from Fort Collins, Colorado.
Oh, I knew that.
Yeah, no, my brother was. No,
you're the other Colorado guy.
I'm like one of three or four.
Yeah, it's weird. It's too much Colorado.
I took a connecting flight.
I have no sympathy for you. But of course, Sam here.
Hi.
Canadian.
Yes.
How about is your day?
Fantastic. Thank you.
I've learned everything I learned about Canada, I learned on TV. A boot.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Fair
a boot, Canada.
Right.
So you look great, but your hair's not all crazy like last year.
No, my hair is natural, which is shocking to some.
The old stuff was or this is?
No, this is. This is shocking.
I'm kidding.
Most people think that, what, you're not purple?
Well, you look great either way.
Thank you.
And I love that you're here.
Thank you.
And that your hair is here.
Thank you. Right. I'm glad my hair is here, too.
Because if you were bald, I'd really worry about it.
No, because then I'd have wigs, and that would be fun.
Speaking of wigs, Randy is also standing right here. Randy? I mean, if you didn't know anybody, you'd think it was a wig.
You would. I was going for Richard Chamberlain in Shogun, speaking of Shogun, but I ended up looking like Tom Hanks in the Wilson Ball movie.
Well, speaking of Shogun, you know what I think of when I think of Shogun? Richard Chamberlain getting peed on.
Right, because he steps on an urchin or something
like
that?
Yeah, and the guy gets mad and throws him on the ground.
And there's a Tom Hanks connection in that.
There is? He's the guy peeing on him.
No.
Oh.
Whatchamacallit?
He was named Forrest Gump.
Oh.
It's Castaway.
Yeah, didn't he step on something and have to
pee?
I thought so.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't remember
maybe.
That. Did he? I just remember his tooth getting knocked out by a skate. That burned into my memory, dude. Well, anyway, are you enjoying yourself in the awesome Northrend shirt I wish I had?
I'm loving it. This is the best weekend we've ever had.
In your life?
In my entire life.
Whoa! You're either lying or...
It's all because of Star Trek, man.
Yeah, Star Trek was great, except for maybe a few time-altering issues, right?
No, it was awesome.
It was so good. I mean, I'm not gonna say it was better than The Dark Knight.
Okay, I'm not either. That's what I was getting at. The Dark Knight was exceptional, but I might say that this gathering and this body of human beings is maybe better this year. Yeah. Not that they sucked last year. It was nine of us.
Sure.
This year it's like 50 of us or something. And then Seamus, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good.
Now, Seamus, as you all know from the show, is a freak. I'm just kidding. Seamus is all grown up. He's moved out of the house. He's in college. What college did you go to?
NHGI in Cochrane.
All right. And none of that made sense. But
yeah, I don't know what language was
something
that.
In Cochrane?
NHGI in Concord, New Hampshire.
Oh, it's all right.
Way. You wouldn't understand.
I'm used to short things like Yale.
Right. Yeah.
Harvard.
I go to Utah.
BYU.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Well, good. And you're studying programming. You're going to be a game programmer one day.
I already am. I'm just going to be better at it later.
And your publishing company will be called Jesus Makes Games.
It's going to be called Lizard Shirt.
Lizard Shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I like it. That's not bad, is it?
That's nice. What do you wear with your lizard shirt? You wear?
I wear my frog pants.
Your frog pants?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a connection.
If you're tuning into Extra Life Radio for the very first time, my friend,
we apologize.
Seamus is Scott Johnson's stalker.
Yeah.
That's what you need to understand.
You're stalker number one. Stalker prime.
This is my favorite spot on the whole yard.
I can see everything from here.
Speaking of which, we should light that fire pit as it's getting chilly. All right, well, that'll do for now. I think I'll go inside.
You can jump from block to block.
So, Brian, what do you think of this game we were watching here? What do you think?
This is awesome. This is definitely not lame.
No, it's awesome.
Yeah.
You've heard it here. This is giving his verdict.
Is it game?
It's game, yo.
It's game, yeah.
Yeah, I'll turn on practice mode so they don't attack me and mess up stuff.
Can you drop the frame rate down?
I did speed it up. I sped it up a little bit.
Yeah, because it's...
I like
my game nice and choppy.
I'm using HLSL. I'm putting it on
We're blaming her. Yeah. We know it's a notebook. We're just
teasing. I made it up because I put it on practice mode where the enemies don't move around.
So this is like Descent in a way. You ever play Descent?
No.
You're too freaking young, dude.
Yeah, well, I did watch Reboot, so hey.
But
and I watched. Oh
wait,
too.
Descent came out in right after Doom.
This is kind of like Ender's Game, a little bit.
You jump Ender's Game. Block. You know that guy's from Utah.
Really?
He is. He is.
Are you kidding me?
He is. He grew up by a river, like not 20 minutes from here. Yeah.
He's trying to get me to move to Utah and Randy,
this is,
too.
You can shoot like this.
And then I can say they're from Utah.
I have a grappling hook.
You know those guys.
Oh, let me see.
Utah. Yeah, that's right.
Hold on, let's see if I can do this.
So do you get a grade from this?
Was it a good grade?
Like it's a 2D class that I did it in. It was
you did this in a 2D class?
Yeah, it was.
Was the teacher all pissed?
I'm about to say teacher failed because this is
the only major, the only class I've ever taken where I do more and they're not pissed.
Really?
So where they're like they were teaching us 2D and then they stopped and then I got bored.
What's
and
up?
Did 3D.
Can you look at something real quick?
Say hi.
Yeah.
The chat room did?
Yeah, they saw him.
Dude, that chat room is out of control. I forgot it was still on actually. I've had it on since like 5.
You have there's 1 hour left.
Okay.
You spent some time in front of there, right?
Yeah.
Oh good, cuz they need the last year the dose of Samantha Jane was a good dose.
Yeah.
We still have some of that saved, I think.
I spent some time in front of there, and I just caused cliche.
You did? Like what? Like,
say my name.
That mane of hair.
Yeah, say my name, say my name.
All those are my
Randy.
Favorite, dude.
Verify my existence, please.
I go to bed at night going, what 13-year-old asked me to say their name?
What's your favorite race class combination?
Yeah. Tell me so that I may follow your footsteps.
My favorite is a level 80 get the crap away from the video camera.com.
Yeah. But yeah, this is like Ender's Game. You can jump from block to block.
Does Ender's Game let you jump block to block?
That's what they're all in space, is zero gravity.
Oh, in the book, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought.
What do you mean in the book? No, in the.
The one in my dreams.
Yeah, the one where I imagined that I was Ender Wiggin and I was fighting off the evil horde.
No, awesome.
This is a group product I did my own.
To listen to. So I'm here with the Wood Whisperer and the Wood Whisperess. The Spags are here. Nicole, how's it going?
It's going great.
I'm so glad you guys came. This is like awesome.
It's very awesome. I'm really glad.
It's so cold though. It's like this is nothing like where you live.
I think anything colder than 100 would be cold to us.
Yeah. People are weird in Arizona. John McCain and all that.
We're not originally from.
Oh, okay.
We're not originally from Phoenix.
They don't drink that Kool-Aid. And Mark's here. Mark's, how are you going?
Hello, hello.
How's it going is what I meant to say.
Oh, hi. It's going very well.
Good. Do you want to fix anything I have made out of wood while you're here?
I want to actually put some coating on your deck out there. The wood is raw. That's not a good thing.
It's horrible, isn't it?
It just needs work. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, you should meet my father-in-law. He thinks so, too. He's a big-time wood dude.
No, it looks good. It's structurally sound. That's what counts.
Well, if I ever need any help with my wood, I'm calling him.
Yeah.
I don't mean anything by that.
And this notion of his that you need to get a pump-up sprayer and a gallon of Thompson's and spray it on your wood?
Yeah.
Don't do it.
You'll have
stiff wood forever.
Okay. But you want stiff wood, right? Doesn't that hold up longer?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
No pun intended. Well, I'm thrilled that you guys could come, and of course you'd always be welcome to anything I throw here, and who knows, maybe I'll make it to Arizona someday.
We have the space. You're more than welcome.
All right. There you go. I'll sleep in the sawdust pile, right? And you're in the same time zone.
Yes.
And that's
or Tame Zime Tone. I can't
talk. Tame Zime Tone?
I'm starting to lose
it. It's a great place.
Starting to lose it, dude. I don't know what my problem is. All right, well, here we are outdoors. I'm going to talk. Yeah, you don't have to be alone. You can be here with people if you want, whatever you want, dude. He's the only one I just haven't talked to. Okay. So, Josh, or have I? Have I talked to you?
On the phone?
No, I mean, like, tonight on this. I haven't done that? Oh,
no.
All right.
No.
All right, guys.
All right, dude.
Bye.
Have a safe trip.
Thank you.
Do not perish,
awesome,
dude, anytime. So. Well, at least once a year for sure.
Tell all the other guys you're my favorite webcomic.
So. Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Pass that on to the Penny Arcade guys, will you?
For sure.
Stink under them.
All right. Have a good week.
All right. We'll see you later. All right.
Oh, do I need to be here for this?
You can be here if you want. I was going to ask real personal questions about you.
Oh, okay.
No, I wasn't. So Josh has been manning the food most of the night.
Yeah.
Are you all right with that?
Oh, I'm fine, as long as everyone's happy.
Everyone's happy, but I feel bad because you're like the slave dude.
No, I got to make me a double cheeseburger, so it's all good.
All right, well, that's all that matters. Sorry, bet fell there. Did you have a decent time this year at Nerdtacular?
I had a great time.
Yeah, you were here last year.
Yes, I was.
And if you had to rate the 2 years together, what would you say? How would you rate them?
I don't know, man. Last year was great because, you know, it was the first one I've ever been to. Had an awesome show, The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of hard. This year's showing was much better as far as crowds go.
Yeah.
As far as,
how about this group? Do you like this group better, the dynamic, everybody?
Oh, of course. Well, there's more. Bigger, there's too. More of them. Yeah, you know, more diversity and stuff. But
last year you were like one of nine. Now you're like one of 40 something.
Yeah.
Is it 40?
About 40.
I think
yeah.
that's what we ended up with. Yeah. I think we were told I was getting about 47 people, but thankfully it was a little less. I mean, it's fine. We'd have been fine, but it makes me wish I had a bigger house when I have that many people over. But
oh, I think everything was fine.
Yeah, it was all good. Well, I'll have to. I mean, I have to say your food qualifications are second to no one here.
You can thank my parents for that.
All right, because they pretty much made you do it since you were eight.
No, I just watched them and learned from them, you know. So.
Okay, now Josh is an interesting dude. So you think most guys in the National Guard would drive like a big old F-350 truck that guzzles gas. But no, Josh has a Prius that ran out of gas in southern Utah. Or Eastern Utah.
You have to bring that up, didn't you?
Got the headwind wrong, but no, it's all good, dude. I admire that. I wish I had that car because I'm sick of drinking gas like it's going out of style.
Yeah, it's definitely a good car for traveling long distances because I used to have to drive half an hour every day to work, and so the previous car I was with got crap mileage.
All right, Eric's making faces at you while you're talking about your car. Dude, I'm just doing a little interview. You're on here, too, in a minute.
For what?
Don't you go nowhere, no place. Skyhawk. All right, so well, that's awesome, dude. Having you here is a treat, and you're like, how do I put this? You're one of Nerdtacular's. You're one of the cogs in the chain, dude.
I appreciate
that's
it.
It's hard to say anything to when I say
I'm
that.
Glad I can be part of the greater good.
Yeah, that's what it is. Part of the greater good. We wouldn't have had near as good of burgers. So when you go home tomorrow, you're gonna feel sad, or you're gonna be happy to get out of here.
I'm going to wish there was more time I could have spent with you guys. A weekend alone, it doesn't really cut it.
No, it doesn't. It kind of leaves you wanting more. But maybe that's better than like, oh, dude, I can't wait to get away from these people. You know what I mean?
Oh, hopefully I haven't gotten to that point.
Don't worry. There's next year. All right. Well, that was Josh. And Josh came here with Jen. And Jen, I know you said something on here before, but let's just do it again. You seem like a really nice person. And I hope this thing with you and Josh really works out. How do you feel about that?
It'll work out.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. So, I don't want to ask that question. So, how's the hot tub? Is it all right?
Oh, it was fantastic. Awesome. Oh,
okay. Well,
thanks for hooking it up.
Yeah, I may get in there later and everyone's gone. I may just fall asleep and die in there. But
there
we'll see. All right, well, this has been Josh and Jen, JJ. Mm-hmm. I think it works out pretty good with those two letters.
Hey,
and I'm tired as hell.
Worked out for Mr. Abrams, didn't it?
I guess so. Yeah. That movie. Oh, what did you think of the movie?
Oh, it was great. I'm not a Trekkie, but I loved it.
You liked it. Okay, how about you?
I loved it, too.
And
I'm
you're not a big Trek person.
I don't know anything about it.
See, that's the highest compliment for a movie, because I'm a total Trek person, and I loved it. So if they're getting all of us, Trek people and non-Trek people alike, right on. Favorite character?
Favorite character probably would have to be Scotty.
Really? Yeah. Awesome, dude. I like that. And how about you?
No comment.
She's going to say Kirk because he's hot. Because
all the girls like
Kirk.
I
was going to try and say something funny. It wasn't going to come out.
My wife is way into Kirk, so I totally understand.
I was going to say the little wolf thing that chases, you know.
Oh, that was awesome, whatever that was. Yeah. Well, I like, my favorite character was Kirk, without a doubt.
Because he looks good?
No, he's just a baddie.
Because he's hot.
He's just bad. I like guys that are, that's what I like about Kirk always. He was
you
always
like
this. No, I like guys like Kirk. I like...
Hey,
I like guys.
I won't tell your wife. I mean.
All right, don't let her know that I'm into Kirk. First it was Shatner, now it's Chris Pine.
Forget me not, the day I was born.
And forget me not. Well, that about does it for this edition of ELR. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Again, obviously, this was a little different than normal. Just a chance to catch up on how the weekend went. I had just a wonderful time, and I can't say enough about the people who came. I'd mention all their names if I could do it in a reasonable amount of time. You only heard from a smattering of people, but it's really the community that makes all this worth it for me, and I'm just so grateful so many came and so many had such a good time, and I really hope that they all are interested in doing it again, because it was a blast, and I loved it. I loved having Brian here. Maybe one year we'll have O here together with Brian. Wouldn't that be crazy? That's my dog barking, if you can hear that. Anyway, so thanks so much, everybody. As usual, I want to thank our sponsors. Thanks to GoDaddy.com. Don't forget the codes Life1, Life2, and Life3. Using those codes actually helps us cover much of the expenses of Nerdtacular every year. So
If you need a new domain, save money. You may as well. Don't pay full price and use one of those codes. What else? That's it. I guess that's it. We'll have a regular show coming up very soon. I can't give you an exact date because things are a little nuts right now. I got to catch up on stuff now that this week end has finally happened and is over. I hope you've all seen Star Trek and had a great time. We missed you all at Nerdtacular. To those who came, I miss you guys the most, Scarecrow. And we'll see you guys on the very next show that we do, which I don't know what it'll be, but it will be show number 217. Until then, take care.
That.